This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So on Monday of this week, we received from a source a collection of confidential documents related to the Biden family. So we texted a producer in New York and we asked him to send those documents to us in L.A. And he did that. But the Biden documents never arrived in Los Angeles.
Must have gotten lost in the mail.
Tuesday morning, we received word from the shipping company that our package had been opened and the contents were missing. The documents had disappeared.
I mean, parcels are rarely damaged during shipping.
Define rarely.
Frequently.
As of tonight, the company has no idea and no working theory even about what happened to this trove of materials, documents that are directly relevant to the presidential campaign just 6 days from now.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
At least three people are dead following a knife attack at a church in Nice, France. The suspect was shot and captured by police. The mayor now calling it a terrorist attack.
The assailant shouted repeatedly, Allahu Akbar.
This is a country that is terrorized by these Islamic radicals.
It is, and we don't know the motive in this case.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The third quarter GDP report out. The economy growing at a record 33.1%.
That's a blowout number.
The GDP number was even beat the consensus expectations.
I think it exceeded all expectations. We'd never had anything remotely close to this. This thing was kicking on all cylinders.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Barry, who are you voting for?
Donald J. Don Trump.
Why?
He's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Leave that man a seeker!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
542-42. People are texting in other comparisons to what Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, worth $10 billion at age 43, what he looks like. Again, we've told you Rasputin, Howard Hughes in the later years. There's another meme going around the internet, Osama bin Dorsey. That's the beard, obviously. And speaking of beards, how about he's the guy who got away from Duck Dynasty? And then, of course, someone else said he looks like he's in a ZZ Top cover band. All he had to do was buy a razor, you know? Or I mean, a guy's worth $10 billion. He'd go to a barber shop, get the barber to shave. Hey, I got a better idea. Bring the barber to his mansion. He's got to have mansions everywhere. He's worth $10 billion. But no. 844-500-4242. I love the New York Post. They got a great story they just posted. State trooper dates Cuomo's daughter, gets transferred close to Canada. And, of course, his daughter is also the daughter of Kerry Kennedy, Bobby. She's a Kennedy. A state trooper assigned to Governor Andrew Cuomo's security detail got hot and heavy with one of New York's first daughters and was soon transferred to a post near the Canadian border. Trooper Dane Pfeiffer, 35, met Kara Kennedy Cuomo, 25, through his job as one of her dad's bodyguards. They began dating about 7 months ago, and now he's almost in the Central Time Zone. All right. Things never change. And you know, Cuomo, he's a man of the people, but he doesn't want his daughter dating one of those yucky blue-collar state troopers. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, did you see how few people were at the Biden rally? It's like you were speaking at the premiere of a civil action. We're going to be fine.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you, Small Duvall, but A Civil Action when it came out in 1997. That was my Hollywood debut.
Hi, Howie.
It was the number one movie for the weekend, okay? It only made $15 million. It was a bad weekend even for 1997, but it was still the number one movie, okay? And I just got my two royalty checks. $12.83, okay, for the six-month period. So
that's coffee for a few days.
It is. It is.
Who's that's nothing to snub your nose at.
And one of them on the check, it actually has the Paramount Mountain, like I'm really a movie star or something. I mean, I love getting that check every 6 months. Two of them. I get a Disney check, too.
Hey, Howard, if you're wearing three shirts in sunny Florida, how many would you be wearing up here? 10?
I probably would. I told you, I get cold. That's why I have that Gen 40 heater. I also have an electric blanket. I don't have the blubber that I used to have to protect me from the cold fronts moving through South Florida or Massachusetts. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Thanking Howie, Taylor, Jared, and finally Grace and all of our other singers for taking part in the production of this year's Matthews Carols. The charities thank you, we thank you, but most of all, starting next week through the end of the year, the listeners thank you.
So Hunter's on dope, and the big guy says he's the smartest person he knows. Takes one to know one.
Yeah, what does that say for Barack Obama, or as Joe calls him, Barack America? Hunter Biden is the smartest guy he knows, and also to say Jim Biden is the brains behind the crime family and the pay-to-play protection racket. I mean, that doesn't speak too highly of the crime family either, does it? Considering his track record in business. I got to get to that one of these days and just go over everything he's been involved in, back from the failed disco back in the 70s. Disco a JoJo, as somebody said.
Howie, if Hunter got arrested, would that be a perp walk or a perv walk?
Both!
Shame on the Girl Scouts for folding on something Karen Pressley said.
Yeah, I know. Ayanna Pressley. You know, if Biden's elected, she's going to be pushing Biden to appoint Elizabeth Warren as the Secretary of the Treasury or the Attorney General or some such thing, because, you know, she's going to want to run for the Senate seat. That's why Joe Kennedy was running this year, because he knew that he better get the Senate seat now or he would never get it. And guess what? Now or never turned into never for Joe Kennedy. And Ayanna Pressley is going to go for that seat if it ever opens up, for sure.
Gee, after watching the Twitter CEO yesterday, Jack Dorsey, he must moonlight as Captain Obvious in those hotel commercials. Dead ringer.
There's another one. I just don't know. I mean, where was his? I guess if he is worth $10 billion, I guess the PR staff can't suggest trimming the beard a little bit. And even more importantly, lose the nose ring, okay? And no earrings, and really, really lose the nose ring. For all I know, though, he has a tongue ring that he was willing to compromise, and he got rid of the tongue ring.
Yeah, Joe Biden just got a new racehorse. He named it Plausible Deniability.
That'd be a good name for a boat, too, wouldn't it? Given how much money the Bidens have been making with these shakedowns, it would be a rather large boat.
I'm sure there's already a lawyer in Florida with that name for a boat.
Yeah, probably. You're right. Yeah. I always liked the Reasonable Doubt. Reasonable Doubt at a Reasonable Price. I've seen that on lawyers' business cards.
Out on Bail. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Howie, has anyone actually seen Jimmy or Joe Biden in the same room at the same time? Just saying.
You know, that's really a good point. I mean, we played the cut earlier in the day. Fox tracked down Jim Biden. We think he's in Lake Worth, Florida, which is just up the road from us. And let's listen to it. And again, think how, just realize how similar he sounds to Joe Biden, not to mention looks like him. Cut 20.
Hunter Biden want Joe Biden to meet with Tony B.
What are you talking about?
Are you Mr. Jim Biden? I wanted to ask you about the China deal.
Would you please stop bothering me?
You don't want to comment, sir?
I don't want to comment about anything to you.
Her follow-up question could have been if you'd have talked to her. What's up with the Bidens and the birds? You know, the hawk for Beau. The barn owl for Hunter, the maybe hallucinatory. The birds always in the background for Joe when he comes out of the basement. And now you in Lake Worth, Florida, hundreds of miles away, and you still got the same damn birds.
All Jim Biden had to tell that reporter was to ask the right questions. He would have sounded exactly like Joe.
Everybody has come to the... There's nothing to that story. It's just the desperation of Donald Trump. He has nothing... It's just the desperation of Donald Care.
There's nobody George, that's you know, ever said he's done anything wrong.
That's right. And nobody except Donald Hump. You know, George.
Don't you mean
George?
Donald Care.
Yeah. And his vice president, Michael Prince.
Howie, this is Mr. Ed. What the hell is Joe talking about?
How much did you get? Mr. Ed, remember, you're under oath.
Hello, my name is Mr. Ed, and I've never gotten a dime from anybody. So tell that idiot Biden to be quiet.
Yeah, Biden said today that we give that the federal government gives more money to racehorses than we do to college students.
We're going to make sure you can wipe out your college debt as well. We give more help to racehorses than we do college students.
I don't think a trip to the glue factory is considered help. You could ask Mr. Ed, but I think I can speak for all equines.
Remember those raging college parties? All the horses crowded the beer keg.
Right, Clydesdales. The Clydesdales are pretty much gone from the Budweiser ads now, aren't they? I think they are.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, soon to be Eastern Standard Time again. And we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242. Press 2, leave your message, and it's hit or miss. But if you didn't hit... At this hour, you may be hitting at 7 o'clock tonight when we post Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, thanking Howie, Taylor, Jared, Finley Grace, and all our other singers for taking part in the production of this year's Matthews Carols. The charities thank you, we thank you, but most of all, starting next week through the end of the year, the listeners thank you.
Howie, if Hunter got arrested, would that be a perp walk or a perv walk?
That's very good. By the way, Fox TV had the Dateline Maryland where their reporter was chasing Jimmy Biden yesterday. Okay, I thought he was down. I saw a picture of him yesterday driving a car, and he was in Lake Worth, Florida. Maybe that was an earlier picture or a later picture, but he's on the lam. I'd rather see Hunter Biden anyway. Why isn't someone tracking down Hunter Biden? L.A., that's where he is. They got hundreds of paparazzi. They're out there every day. They're prowling. All of the upscale districts where, of course, he would be. Why can't they get a picture of Hunter Biden? It's It's bad. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Look, what's this guy talking about?
Talking about Mr. Ed? Someone wants to know if Mr. Ed was under oath or under oats.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, Mr. Ed. And another, 413 says, has the horse remarked about the, Joe Biden's remark about racehorses getting more money than college students, has that been fact-checked? That's an excellent question. And I'm going to go
out on a limb. Of course it was fact-checked. It came straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not going to be in the Washington Post tomorrow or CNN tonight. No fact-checks for that ridiculous statement that he made. Time now for the poll question. Talking about ED isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes treating ED simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who threatens your freedoms more? Who more threatens your freedoms as an American, we should say? Russia, China, or Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley.
77% now say Silicon Valley.
It's going up hour by hour as people think it through. All right, the Hunter Biden documents that that Tucker Carlson said went missing when they were being shipped by, it turns out, UPS. They have been located. They have been located. And UPS admitted that they were the ones who lost them. And they searched the plane and the trucks that carried it. They went through the office in New York where our producers dropped the package off. They combed. This is Tucker. They combed the entire cavernous sorting facility. They used pictures of what we had sent so the searchers would know what to look for. They went far and beyond but found nothing. Well, they found it finally today. And a reporter for Salon, the far left website, sent a text message to tweet to Carlson. Hi, Tucker. It's Roger. That's the guy's name. Did you make copies of those documents or did anyone take photos? And Tucker responded, of course. The point is someone's reading our texts. So a spokesman for UPS told the Daily Beast, after an extensive search, we have found the contents of the package and are arranging for its return. A UPS spokesman could not immediately be reached by the New York Post for confirmation that the package had been located. So that's the latest update on that.
Well, they had found the envelope, right? But nothing was inside. So
right.
Why was this stuff opened?
Well, why was it open? And if it's not in the envelope, how the hell do you find it in a UPS sorting facility? How many hundreds of thousands of pieces of mail
found it, they
correspondence?
Found it face down on the Xerox machine is where they found it.
Well, they've got it anyway, and they had it to begin with. Why were they shipping it across the country if they had it online? Why didn't they just print it out in L.A.? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out tonight. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're expecting to speak with Donald Trump Jr. at some point during the next couple of segments. He's up in Bangor at a rally. The rally's been moved around. Janet Mills, her administration, has been trying to basically shut it down or keep it down to 100 people. And because of the quote-unquote global pandemic, The death toll in Maine remains 146. It hasn't. I don't think that number has changed in a week or more. 146, and yet they're still shutting down whole political rallies if they can, or at least Republican political rallies. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls while we're waiting to hear from Donald Trump Jr. about what happened. They moved it to a church that's been suing Governor Mills for these unconstitutional shutdowns that continue. Meanwhile, Gateway Pundit has a huge breaking exclusive, as the headline says. Hunter Biden has a Pornhub account where he uploaded his personal porn. I won't go into any more details on it. It's pretty gross, but you can get that at Gateway Pundit. That's a breaking news story. Police in Philadelphia, as the riots are, I guess they'll be going into their fourth night tonight. Police in Philadelphia, quote, discover van loaded with explosive, suspicious equipment. It was containing explosives and suspicious items. And this is happening as the city is rocked by left-wing anti-police riots, violence, and widespread looting. The police recovered propane tanks, torches, and possible dynamite sticks from the van. City officials say at least 200 businesses, many of them already struggling in the midst of the pandemic, were targets of the massive looting across the city. During the rioting, during the curfew the mayor's imposed, police may leave their homes. People may leave their homes only to go to work, seek medical or emergency assistance, or drop off a mail-in ballot. Is this Donald from? Is this Donald Trump Jr. or is this another Donald? Oh, it's okay. I was just wondering. It says he's from Florida. Meanwhile, President Trump has received yet another endorsement in addition to the endorsements he's received from the Washington Examiner, or the Washington Times, the New York Post, the Boston Herald. He's got one from the Spokane newspaper, the Spokane Spokesman Review. It's, we recommend voting for him because the policies of Joe Biden and his progressive supporters would impose on the nation could be worse. This is in Washington State. They describe Trump as a wretched human being whose policies and instincts for helping him, talk about damning with faint praise, for helping America thrive are generally correct. But it said he's still a better choice than a doddering, doting Uncle Biden who would hand out gifts the nation can't afford in order to win people's love. Given that choice, vote for Donald Trump. So that's the word from the Spokane Spokesman Review. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, hi, Howie. And I know if the other Donald calls in, you'll grab him. But I was just going to say, there's so much bad press behind this UPS blunder that I guarantee you they just did a real simple thing. Anybody who touched this package is going to be fired unless we get the truth. And they might have had to pull out a couple of nose rings, too, to get the truth. But I'm sure they gave up the bad guy in a heartbeat. You know, I ain't taking a hit over this, Benny. You did it. That's what they did.
But, you know, I mean, how closely are they looking at these packages? They must be moving thousands of packages a day, right? I mean, every person in that that facility, and they just happened to notice that it was coming out of, you know, 6th Avenue in New York from Fox News Channel, and it was on its way to Tucker Carlson. I mean,
Howie, I think what some people are floating is that, like, someone was actively reading. Not okay, I'm gonna sound tinfoil hatty right now, but that someone knew that they were sending that out,
right? But
not that the UPS people were looking at everything, but that they were specifically waiting for that.
Yeah, but I think Donald's right, though, that they twisted arms, the UPS management, as they should have, because this is pretty serious if it unfolded as we're told it did, and we have no reason to doubt what Tucker said. I mean, how do you pay off a guy? UPS is a good place to work. The guy's going to risk his job to steal these documents that have been backed up. What are you going to do? You're going to slow him down for how long? One news cycle? That's it? I don't get it. I don't understand the whole thing. I hope we know more about it. Donald, are you familiar with UPS? Have you worked at one of these facilities?
What? I worked for the post office for a very short time, and I was amazed at Kenmore Square, matter of fact. But what amazed me is the knowledge the carriers had about the packaging and what it looked like and what it was. You'll be amazed how well they really know what they're handling in spite of the volume. So They would have only had to know the tip of the iceberg, and they could have zeroed in on that, I'm sure.
Well, I hope we have some good stuff to watch tonight, some more stuff, even if there's no follow-up by the rest of the so-called mainstream media. Thanks for the call, Donald. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just solved the controversy. Dorsey looks like the cover of Aqualung. He looks like Aqualung on Jethro Tull's second album.
Okay, Steve, I got to go to a break early because I think we got Donald Trump Jr. coming on. Thanks, for Aqualung. So we can make that a whole poll question. Anyway, if you haven't tried Superbeet soft chews yet, you are really missing out. I'm holding up a bag of them right now. These are delicious. They look like candy. They're wrapped in foil just like candy, but they're good for you. They're not bad for you. There's no caffeine, no sugar. They're great for your blood pressure. They're great for your circulation. They give you a boost of energy. They're just a very healthful product, and they taste great. You got to try them. Superbeet soft chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeet chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Superbeet chews supports heart-healthy energy the way nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support and the energy that you want. Most people get into the habit of taking them at specific times. I take one in the morning when I get up, and I take one before the show because I want that energy boost. But it's great for you, and you're going to really learn to love Superbeets. If you love Superbeets chews, you'll love their all-new, delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot lately for its ability to support immune health. Humana's all new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Superbeets chews when you buy two bags of Superbeets chews at superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's right. When you purchase two bags of Superbeets chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Superbeets chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 chews. Hurry to superbeetsradio.com/Howie. superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
So, Don Jr.'s plane, he was in Manchester, New Hampshire. He's flying to Bangor, and then he's going to take part in the rally at the Orrington Calvary Chapel. So we'll talk to him when he's on his way from the airport to the church where the rally is going to take place tonight. Meanwhile, a Politico reporter is tweeting out that Granny Warren, the fake Indian, wants to be the Treasury Secretary under Joe Biden, and if Joe Biden wins next week, she'll make her pitch for that. As I mentioned earlier, if she were, and we don't want this to happen, I'm just these are worst case scenario. If Biden were to win and she were to become Treasury Secretary, that would open up her Senate seat, and they'd have to have an election within 60 or 90 days, something like that. They keep changing the law, and I'm sure Ayanna Pressley would be a candidate. She would probably be the leading candidate for the job. And it's not like the old days when you would appoint somebody to the Senate and then they would be the senator until the next election, in this case 2022. Now they've kept changing the law over and over again, fine-tuning it so the Democrats can't lose it. Okay, joining us now on the line is Donald Trump Jr. Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
What the hell is going on up there in Bangor? You were banned by Governor Mills from your first location, weren't you?
I think probably. I can't even keep track. I'm doing so many locations a day, Howie, because as you know,
You know, we don't have the advantage of a mainstream media that's willing to campaign for us. I got to get my butt on a plane and go do it myself. Yeah, I don't get to hide in the basement.
I know. More breaking stories about Hunter today. I won't even get into them. They're really bad, though. I just can't imagine do you think they would be leaving you alone like they're leaving Hunter alone?
No, I have a feeling I'd be in jail for it. In all fairness, Howie, what they accused me of, it ended up being all false, but it didn't stop them from doing a 4-year investigation into me. What they accused me of was like a tiny fraction of what Hunter Biden was actually doing. You know, now we have the receipts. We have hard drives. We have Democrat eyewitnesses that are his business partners who happen to be former naval intelligence officers. You have the wire transfers. I mean, you know, they ran with Russia collusion as though the thing was real based on evidence they fabricated. You have real stuff now, and they're not even willing to talk about it. Notice that Biden's deputy campaign, comms guy today didn't deny that any of this stuff is even real. And if it's not real, what possible reason could they have for not denying it after 10 days? They just know the media will cover for them. They won't get out there. Social media will suppress your freedoms of speech. Social media will shut down other institutions of journalism who happen to be going against the Democrats because they've decided to nominate the most corrupted candidate in the history of the U.S. presidency. Now, had they done a small fraction, a tiny fraction, like less than 0.5% of the diligence that they did on my family to find nothing on the Bidens, they wouldn't be running the most compromised candidate in the history of the United States presidency.
And he went out yesterday and talked to reporters, and no one even asked him about Hunter Biden. None of them even asked.
It's truly ridiculous. It's embarrassing. They should be ashamed of themselves. Journalism as an institution is dead. They don't want the truth. They just want to be able to continue with their leftist activism. And honestly, that's what's at stake now in this election. It's no longer just the Second Amendment. It's no longer about tax policies. Our First Amendment is on the table this election now. If Google and YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and the mainstream media will censor the largest scandal in presidential political history, where you have a candidate that's compromised by multiple regimes, whether it's China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Romania, all these regimes that have done business with the Bidens. I mean, they don't even want to report that. Our free speech is dead if they're able to shut that down. If Americans aren't to know that going into an election, that should scare all of us, because that's the stuff of communist China, not of America.
And look what they did. You were supposed to have this rally that you're headed to at Greenway Equipment Sales in Bangor. But yesterday, the administration of Governor Mills, who's got the state shut down, even though there have only been 146 deaths in the whole state of Maine since this thing started, they told them basically that you have to wear face masks and limit the number of participants to 50 indoors and 100 outdoors and maintain physical distancing. So they backed out. I don't blame them. And now you're going to have it at Orrington Cavalry Chapel. What would you say to Governor Mills for basically trying to keep your rally stopped?
Well, you know, I guess that works for a Biden rally because, you know, only two people ever show up. But for ours, where we're putting thousands of people who want to hear a message about someone who's willing to fight for them, you look at the achievement, but it shows you, you know, these Democrat governors, they shut down everything. They destroyed livelihoods. They destroyed business. They're fine with that because I guess they'll put you on a government program and you'll be a Democrat voter for life. I mean, that seems to be their end game at this point. Notice how they haven't done any better. You know, when you compare New York to Florida and some of the comparable size states, New York destroyed their economy. They destroyed businesses. They made everyone flee. And guess what? They still had a significantly higher transmission rate and a much higher mortality rate than a state like Florida that had a more elderly and a larger population that didn't shut down our entire state, that didn't shut down your business, that didn't shut down people's livelihoods. You know, the Democrat response of shutting down everything till God knows when, maybe 7 or 8 years, will open up again. Your kid can learn really well from their iPhone for 5 minutes a day. This kind of stuff is going to do much more damage than anything this virus could ever possibly do.
Yeah, I really think this is turning into like a Vietnam War of public health. You know, they got into this thing and they don't know how to get out, these governors.
Well, correct. And beyond that, you know, they're saying, you know, Biden's response would have been so great. He would have done, what would he have done? He keeps talking about masks. Guess what? Everyone's been in a mask for 6 months. He wanted to keep the borders open from Wuhan for another 12 weeks after Donald Trump shut him down. Remember, he said it was racist and xenophobic to shut down travel from the epicenter of a viral outbreak. And that's because Democrats have no more common sense. They've lost it. They think it's racist and xenophobic to shut down travel from the epicenter of a viral outbreak, as opposed to it just being a logical thing to do, as opposed to it just being totally common sense. They can't help but let PC culture and the leftist crazy narrative drive everything that they do. Everything has to be about identity politics. Everything has to be about racism. You can't possibly make a logical decision without that coming into play. These people, they've lost their minds, and I think the American people are onto it. I think the American public is on it. I think they're trying to stop people like me from speaking in Maine because they're worried about losing that Electoral College vote that we can win here in Maine, too, because they know that people are fed up of their response. You know, again, Joe Biden would shut down the entire country. Even if there's one case in a state, guess what? Just shut down. Just a couple of years. You know, who cares if you lose your job, your business, your family, your mortgage, your sanity? You turn to alcohol and drugs, which so many people are doing because they need that. They can't think. They don't have, you know, they don't follow the science. If they follow the science, they wouldn't believe that there's 9,276 genders. You know, they'll say whatever they need to, and the media is just totally complicit in carrying their water at this point. It's a joke.
The GDP was up one-third, 33%, double the prior post-war record for increase in GDP quarter to quarter. And yet the mainstream media is playing it down and saying, well, this is still not a total return from the earlier part of the year when we were in a near depression. So what do you want to say about the 33% increase in the gross domestic product?
Well, I think it's incredible. It's even more incredible when you take into account that states like California, New York, they're still in lockdown. Many others of these leftist states, and you still have that kind of return. And that's because Donald Trump built a fundamentally sound economy. Now, if you shut it down for another 6 months, if you shut those things down, there's businesses that would be past the point of no return. You would not get them back. You would lose millions and millions of jobs. Again, that would do far more damage than anything the virus could possibly do. And the virus that, you know, if you're below the age of 60, you have like a 99.9999. I mean, it's literally, if you're young, it's basically not even the flu. You know, if you're elderly with pre-existing conditions, of course, take the extra precaution. But the Democrat plan to shut down everything is absolutely asinine. And the media pretending that the economy and the, you know, they're upset when they say the economy is good. They're upset announcing these numbers because they know it bodes well for Donald Trump, because they know that Donald Trump created that. Donald Trump built a strong economy that America could rely on. That can bounce back, but it's not going to bounce back from an endless shutdown. Just like your kid's not going to bounce back from an education when he's missing 18 months of it because they say he's going to learn great in 5 minutes on an iPad.
Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., we appreciate you being with us. You're on your way to Orrington Calvary Chapel. And are the doors open? Can people still come down if they're listening on the car driving home?
If they're listening and getting in there, we're going to do our best to get you in there. So come on down and check it out.
All right. That's Donald Trump Jr. You can see him at Orrington Calvary Chapel in just a few minutes. I'm Howie Carr.